Shops in Halifax, Todmorden and Sowerby Bridge fined by court for selling vapes to a child. The traders all appeared before Bradford Magistrates Court on the 28th of September, charged with selling an e-cigarette to a 15-year-old. West Yorkshire Trading Standards Services, who had sent the teen into the shops as part of a test purchasing operation, said two of the traders also sold vapes that were illegal for sale, as they contained more than the permitted 2 millilitres of nicotine liquid. The businesses were known to Trading Standards, as complaints had been received about the sale of e-cigarettes to kids. They all pleaded guilty to selling vapes to a teen. AA Car Care Limited, trading as Car Care of 26 Burnley Road in Todmorden, pleaded guilty to offences under the Children and Families Act 2014. The company was ordered to pay costs of £1,088.20, a fine of £1,600 and a victim surcharge of £640. The seller, Aminul Islam, was ordered to pay costs of £1,088.20, a fine of £242 and a victim surcharge of £97. The seller sold a sweet strawberry geek bar that contained nicotine for £4, without asking for identification or challenging his age. Mr. Islam said he was distracted during the sale as he was packing online orders and trying to keep an eye on the CCTV, as he was worried that someone in the shop was going to steal something. Sabi Singhada, trading as Towngate Stores of 18 Towngate in Sowerby Bridge, was also fined for selling a Vimto Deluxe 3500 electronic cigarette for £11, without asking for identification or challenging his age. Deluxe 3500 have a tank size of 10 millilitres, five times the legal limit. Mr. Dahada was interviewed later and said that there are no written procedures and no formal training, but he does tell his staff not to sell to anyone under the age of 18. Lastly, Arshad Rashid, the director of YSL Trading Limited, trading as Mad Labels, of 20 to 22 Crown Street in Halifax, was fined for selling a cotton candy deluxe 3500 electronic cigarette to the volunteer for £10, without asking for identification or challenging his age. Mr. Rashid was interviewed later and read out a prepared statement. He said that he took over Mad Labels when the previous business went into liquidation in July 2022. On the day of the sale, he said that he was not present and had staff running the business for him. David Strover from West Yorkshire Trading Standards Service said, "The flagrant sale of vapes to children just should not be happening within our communities. The health risks associated with juvenile use of vapes should not be underestimated."